Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelow
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. Today, we've got a very special guest for you. As you know, throughout this podcast, we're going to bring to you other successful individuals who have turned their lives around, who have had to overcome massive obstacles, had the odds stacked against them, and yet still, by mastering their minds, by taking control of their lives, they created an incredible reality that we can all learn from. And we've mentioned it time and time again, one of the best ways in order to get things moving for you is to connect with other successful people who have done or are doing what you want to do. Find out what's going on inside of them that allowed them to do it. What do they believe about themselves and about life? And then embodying those beliefs, modeling your beliefs after theirs so that you can compress your learning and your transformation and get a little bit of the success, at least, that they have. And today I've got Mark Giroux. This guy is freaking incredible. I met him at a Cervex seminar, a conference, and this guy just has an energy that lights up the room. He's gone through it as well. He's a hard-working guy. He's a president of Titan Real Estate Investment. He's written his own book, Never Alone, My Journey and Journal to Hell and Back in the Foster Care System. He's got a podcast coming up called The MC, working with Marcello Thedford, who himself, he's been on a bunch of movies and TV shows. Mark's also been a show host on TV himself and creating his own TV show all about philanthropies, education, and charity, and contributing and helping other people rise up. He is a coach himself. He also released his own app on January 17th, and I heard that was amazing. So go check that out. He also spoke at the Authority Maker Bootcamp in Vegas. He's emceeing Cervex again in Vegas and one more time in Hawaii. This guy just cannot be stopped. It's an honor to have you on the show, Mark. I can't wait to pick your brain and have people just pop off and transform their lives just hearing you and getting to know you.
I appreciate it. Hey, and what you just lit up there, right? Hey, I think I'm transforming my life just hearing what you said about me. I think I've just gone to a whole nother level. I got to come back down a little bit. I appreciate all that. Thank you very much. And by hearing it, yeah, I guess I do have a few things going on, but the things that I do are the ones that I enjoy most, Dan. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's really my pleasure. So tell me, what do you enjoy most? What are the things that get you out of bed every morning that you can't wait to work on?
When I watch that light in people's eyes, where something, you ever get to a point where things just change? You finally get it. It's been right there staring you in the face for so long, but then you finally get it. When I come across people that finally get it and that are inspired and moving forward, and you know, if I'm emceeing at an event or if I'm speaking to people in just small groups or anywhere masterminding, I'm always connecting with those people that they have it. They're getting it. They're doing it. They're taking the action steps. And I love being around people like that. It elevates me to the next level because like you were saying earlier on, you got to surround yourself with the right people. Well, you know, the right people are the ones that are making moves forward. It doesn't mean you don't fall backwards, but making moves forward. And I got a 5-year-old son. I mean, now you want to talk about teacher. That kid is a teacher. He is teaching me how to live more fruitful in my life and how to love deeper in my life. So pay attention to your kids, folks. They're going to teach you a thing or two. Don't think that you're just training them for their future. You know, they are a whiteboard when they come out, but a lot of what they can show us in their younger years is really, I think, what matures us in our adulthood to the max, to really know how to love at a level of unconditioned. That's, you know, what I do with my child. So that's my main reason why I get up through the day.
I love that, man. I love that. I've got a nephew also who is 6 years old. And man, every time I hang out with him, I feel like I learn more from him than he learns from me.
I feel the same way with my son. And then I had nephews and nieces before that. I'm a pretty wise guy because I hang around with some young kids.
I love that. I dig it. And I love how you're focusing also on surrounding yourself with the right people. You know, the people who are moving forward. But I'd love to know a little bit more about these people that you like to surround yourself with. What are some other qualities or beliefs or actions that you see them taking that lets you know this person, I need some more of this person?
Well, you know, they're not afraid to fail. And when they failed, they've admitted to it. And they've said, you know what, I did this and I did it wrong. And then therefore what they've done is they go and search for a mentor so they don't continue to fall. So those are the type of people that I've structured myself around, and they are very successful now. But we all come from a story. We all come from somewhere, right? So Greg S. Reed, he's one of my top mentors. He does the thing, Secret Knock, number one entrepreneur event, 2018 coming. We have, 2018 here. We're already here. We're in February. What am I talking about? So people like that, Les Brown, who I came across and said to me that, told him my dreams and stuff. He said, you're going to be a great speaker. The number one motivational speaker in the world telling you you're going to be a great speaker, I mean, that's going to pump you up a little bit.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing.
And then another one, Frank Shanker, is the founder of Make-A-Wish. I had an event and got to meet him, got to hang out a little bit. And on the very last day of the event, it was a three-day event. On the last day, he stops and says, Mark, you got a moment? I said, yeah, what's going on, Frank? He goes, I just want to tell you, you're a great man. And I had to collect everything at that point because this guy is my hero. We're talking Make-A-Wish Foundation. This guy has given back in so many ways to help kids. That's my hero. And he's telling me that I'm a great man. Now, I better raise my standards and go to the next level, because if a man like that sees greatness in me, I better darn well see it in myself. So people like that, that influence you in a positive direction, in the passion that you're after, the desire you're after, and they're not trying to mold you, but they're trying to encourage you to walk your dream, the ones that are dreaming, those are the people I surround myself with. Just to name a few, my best friend was a monk for 10 years, and he coaches CEOs 100 million plus. So going from being a monk, he's been a CEO, professional runner, Ramon Newman, amazing coach. He's not just about my best friend, he's my coach. Surround yourself with people like that guy, and you definitely go to the next level. So he's top in my foothold too. And then when I'm working in TV and stuff like that, I got a lot of friends that have been in the industry for 20, 30 years. You know, I got some A-list actresses and actors that I'm hanging out with. So if I want to be a part of TV, well, I'm going to surround myself with those people who are kind-hearted, loving, like-minded, but at the same time, experts in that field. So that's what I do, is I surround myself with people that are experts. Like, come on, Greg Reed, Les Brown, top speakers, right?
Yeah, you can't get much better than that.
Manny Lopez, Servex. I mean, he's an orphan to CEO, the same as I'm a foster kid to CEO, right? Same thing. And we're doing, so surround yourself with people like that have gone through similar struggles, and really they want to help lift you while you lift them up. It's all about community, right? It's about the we factor, not the me. That's where I come from.
Love it. Love it. But you know what? A couple people I'm sure are listening to this right now and thinking, you know, Mark, that's great for you that for some reason, you know, you have all these amazing people around you, or you were born at the right place in the right time. You just ran into these people. How do you gather these amazing people around you if you're starting and nobody really knows you yet? What can you do?
I was born in a small little town in Canada called Grimsby, Ontario. It was tiny. We're talking maybe a couple thousand people. And the town beside it, Beansville, right beside it, was maybe 1,000 people. And that's where, you know, my grandparents settled. So I was born in this little town, but also lived in Beansville before I went into foster care at the age of 6. So I didn't know anybody. Really, I mean, I'm from this small little town. Now I'm out in Hollywood, Venice, LA, all through the border, San Diego, just hanging out with a bunch of people, Arizona, by traveling, by experiencing, by growing, by going after and going to events, investing in my self-development. That's how I met all these people. You want to just sit at home and do nothing and then say that everyone else has it better than you. Well, guess what? I didn't have any of it. I came from being foster kid to homeless to being a drug addict. You know, I had nothing. Failed marriage. I mean, I've gotten so many things that have gone sideways, and I'm grateful for them, and that's why I'm able to be successful now. Because I'll tell you right now, you play the poor me story, you play the pity me. I don't care if you come from being born in the middle of the central of LA, in the area where you can meet everybody. If you're not willing to go out, you're not going to meet them anyways. So it doesn't matter where you're born. You can be right in Hollywood, and you'll never meet people if you don't go out and take that chance and first develop yourself so that they're going to like you in the first place to be around them, right? If you don't like yourself, people genuinely aren't going to like you. So you have to work at it. You have to take actions. You have to go after it like you've burned your boats and you're taking the island. There's no choice. I'm going to get it done. And I've been doing the same thing. Just Christmas that just went by, I was not able, because of a few things that happened, to actually go home and spend time with my 5-year-old son, on Christmas. Now, I FaceTime him every day. I got him video every day. But I've been away from him for those couple months at a time. And over special occasions, that can take a toll on you. And I could be like, okay, you know, I need to be grateful that I'm building something for a legacy for my son. Now, I do spend tons of time with him. I'm not going to miss too many things. But obstacles will come up. You have to overcome them. And therefore, that you can go meet whoever you need to meet, surround yourself with like-minded people, and that will lift you to the next level. So no, small town from Canada, and know tons of people. And I'll tell you what, Dan, it's not just the names of the people that I know, and they do have big names. It's the heart and the like-mindedness that the people have that help me grow, because you need people around you that are going to help you grow. Don't be the smartest person in the room. If you are, change rooms. Those are my nuggets.
I love it, man. You just, not nuggets, man. I think you just gave a gold mine. So I'm just going to take a couple seconds here and just recap a couple of the really big things that I heard, like action steps here. First, I love that you focus on these positive emotions. We consistently focus on not just taking the right steps with the right actions around the right people, but also feeling these high vibration emotions that'll help you transform your life and help you connect with people. The things like gratitude. You said that you were grateful for, you know, getting into drugs and a foster care system that ripped you apart as a kid. That's really tough, but those are some of the most important things there. And also connecting with people through heart, not just what can you do for me or what can I do for you, but what can we feel? What can we share when we're doing that with each other, lifting each other up through that thing that all of us have? I mean, everybody has a heart, right? You don't need to be from any place. You don't need to be any age. You don't need to have any particular background to come together with gratitude and love for yourself and your life. And in order to get to that point, work on yourself through, you know, things like the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast, going to other seminars, learning from other coaches, directly investing in other programs. And then what you said was get out there. You know, when you're at an event, talk to people, connect with the speakers, connect with the coaches, and do so fearlessly. Like you said, have like a no F's given, I'm going to do this kind of way about you, and people will be drawn in and just open up, right? Use that heart energy, use that gratitude for your life. Tell them your story and connect with what you really mean. And you'll find people who are on the same page who are willing because they've had people as well, right? I mean, I'm sure Greg Reed and I'm sure Les Brown have had their mentors as well. People have done these things for them. So it's kind of like them giving back. And so knowing that they're looking for reasons to do this because of the things that have happened in their lives, I think could be really inspiring and let people know that, you know, it doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter when you start. As long as you start and you get out there and you do the work.
And as you start, your whole mindset, right? So a lot of people, they'll stay in the same mindset and realize that the same thought comes up over and over again. So if you're in an emotional state and you change your mindset, you're going to change that emotional state. I do it every day. I mean, you look at people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who said, I didn't go home when my father died because to what? See him in the casket and do the burial? He said, no, what I did was he would want me to stay focused on what I was doing and become that champ, that leader, that person that I am. I never let that emotion take control of me. I was grateful and thankful for the life that he led. Therefore, I went on to becoming successful and do what I needed to do. So the longer we let our emotions control us, the negative ones, and they pull us down, that's very detrimental to our character as a person and how we feel about ourselves. You must change your mindset, and you must do it now on a daily basis, continue to change it. So if something in your mind comes up that is in the negative and you know, recognize it. Be self-aware, recognize what's going on, and say, I am the opposite of that negative. I am love. I am better. I am greater. I'm going to succeed. If everybody succeeded at their dreams, then everybody would be living a great life. Well, guess what? It's work, and not everybody wants to work. So if you want to do this, you know, you want to change your mindset, you got to work at it. And, you know, when I got back to the gym and started working out, I was 45 days straight. I did not miss a session. I was 2 to 4 hours a day.
Whew.
Workout was 2 hours, and my longest were above four. And I did that 45 days straight. And when I was doing it, it was also what I was listening to. You know, Tony Robbins, where being grateful is a huge part, like we were talking about. Because if you're grateful about something that's happened that people look at as in a negative, then you're going to look at it as a negative if you don't look at it as grateful, right? So I'd rather be grateful for the experiences, because I wouldn't be who I am today if I didn't experience what I experienced yesterday. So key people that I listened to were E.T. and Tony Robbins and Les Brown and Greg Reed and Nightingale and all of these things, and Roan, all of these things being implemented into me. And then you look at like a guy like Eric Swanson, the Habit 2 Warrior. He's got all of these books coming out that have come out about habits. So retrain your habits, retrain your thoughts, retrain your mind so that it's easier for your mind to disclose that between that subconscious information that it wants to, right? Because subconsciously you're going to receive everything. So your mind will gear toward the positive more if you're on the positive more. So take some time to be self-aware and train yourself. And then you'll go into those directions. And therefore, hey, whatever your dream is, it's not going to be too hard because you're going to be focused. Whatever your goals are, you'll lay them out more clear-headed because you've got an emotional control on with your mind, which means you're not letting your emotions control you. You're controlling them. Therefore, all of your other things fall into place. And take action, like you were saying, Dan. You got to take action every single day. You want to meet those people. You want to build that company. You want to develop things. If you just want to go and help people, and that's what you want to do, you enjoy your job, but you just want to go and help people, then take action. Get out there, retrain your mind to understand that you can accomplish anything, and therefore you will. See, what I say is not the cups half full or half empty. Man, that shit's got to be overflowing. Because if it's not overflowing, then you can't be giving. And giving is a key to really understanding what love is. A lot of people realize that when you actually give to somebody, it actually warms your heart more than it warms theirs.
Yeah, I mean, love is an idea, right? Love is a concept, and concepts and ideas grow when you share them.
Yeah.
You know, you gave us one really good tool that you can use in order to retrain your mind. Whenever you catch it, be aware of your thoughts. Say, I am the other way, whatever you really want to be. What are some of the things that you've done in the past to help train your mind?
You know, like I said, like, so gratitude every morning, 10 minutes in the morning. I don't even leave bed. As soon as my eyes open and my mind's operational, it's into being grateful for all of the things that I possibly be grateful for. Then I'll spend time meditating, having that structure and bringing myself to that Zen and relaxation and understanding of self-awareness. And then, so I do TM, Transcendental Meditation. And then for me, it's working out. It's getting either to the gym or doing some home gym stuff and then putting stuff in my ears that is lifting me up and positive. So you can go to YouTube and you can find Tony Robbins coaching all over YouTube. You can find ET coaching all over. But it's not just them. There's people like Will Smith and Mark Wahlberg and people that are out there that have said some of the most amazing things. And then I always like to utilize a Goalcast as well that has amazing content and information on it. That sets my mind in place. So as I'm working out, lifting the euphoria of my body, it lifts the euphoria of my mind. Therefore, I'm able to receive it at a higher level, I believe, because I'm now, everything is, that my body, mind, and spirit, soul, and everything is connecting all at the same time in my workout with my mind catching all the right stuff from all the right content. And then being efficient with my time. We all have the same amount of time in a day, so why not get up at 5 in the morning, go to bed a little bit earlier, because nobody else is up, you know, that you really need to talk to at 11 o'clock. So go and get to sleep. Go. I sleep 11 to 4. I got 5 hours is all I need. And then away I go, and then I get 19 hours in the day to accomplish my goals, where other people are doing 12 and expect the same result. Well, no, you need to work hard. You need to be dedicated. Like Will Smith says, you will not defeat me on that treadmill. I will die before I quit. The competition with self and fighting that battle, and nobody's going to work harder than me. So you don't have to be the smartest. You don't have to be the strongest. You don't have to be the fastest. You don't have to be the best looking, but you have to work hard and work as the hardest and be dedicated to your dreams and your goals. And I promise you, if you do that with full integrity, you will succeed.
I love that, man. You know, we have the same morning routine, by the way.
Yeah.
Like the same exact morning routine. I've been doing it for the last 5 years, and it is easily one of my most favorite tools. Just setting my mind right, getting up, doing something great for the body, learning something. And by the way, I don't know if you knew this, Mark. So one of the things that is really important when you learn something is to move. So we process information as we move. That's actually why little kids like to fidget when you teach them. It's not they have ADHD. It's that they're processing, they're learning. And I used to put all sorts of like angry, high intensity stuff in my ears when I went to go work out. And then I learned that and realized, what was I embedding inside of my body? So now it's all Tony Robbins, ebooks about transformation, amazing inspirational lectures. And so as I'm moving, I'm embedding that into me. And then meditation just sinks it in even more. Gratitude all freaking day long. It's just gold.
And you just, we evolve more as we're learning more, right? So we're able to, so if a tough situation happens, I've been blessed that I've gone through so many struggles in the first 40 years of life that I have come to a place where I'm able to return back to love, even in the toughest times and in the toughest pain, return back to love and don't react and really think with a loving heart and a peaceful spirit through the situation. Therefore, when situations used to get really bad for me, it's because I reacted. But now I've come to a place with everything that it's like I just resort back to love. What would love represent in all of this? And when I do that, I come from a place of love. So because it's always what's on the inside that comes out on the outside. So if you're coming from a angry or hurt place, that's what's going to represent on the outside. And that could cause a lot of damage and negative energy outwards with the vibrational levels, taking other people even down with it. So resort back to inner love. Therefore, no matter how you're handling the situation, it's going to come out of a loving place. Therefore, your mind will be in that place as well. You're controlling that emotion. Not that you're ignoring it. Do not ignore the emotion, but understand the truth inside all of that emotion. Therefore, your levels, when you understand the truth, you will be able to resort back to love because everything can be resorted back to love no matter what it is.
Yeah, man. I don't know if this is a hashtag yet, but WWLD, man, what would love do?
Yeah.
That's
what would love do? That is the question I ask. What would love do in this situation? So you can look at it what you want. You can look at it as God, love, Jesus. You can look at it as an energy wave of the universe. You look at it as what it is in representation for you, but love itself is the most amazing and beautiful thing in the world, and it's the strongest entity ever and will ever be. There will be nothing stronger than that energy, so just resort back to it because that energy heals everything no matter what. It's that natural plant that you can't even fathom living without. Everybody wants it. So just live it from within, and I promise you, it'll bring you love on the exterior as well.
So that's something that I feel like is tossed around quite a bit in this self-help industry. And yeah, I talk about it a lot as well. I give a lot of different techniques, but I know that self-love has been one of the hardest things in my own life. And hey, I'm not going to say that I'm 100% there yet, right? I'm still working on this thing. It's always, and find that the moment that I feel like I've hit a level, I see all of the rest of the levels that can be after that. It's like a lifelong process, and I think it's beautiful. But what can you recommend to someone who's having a hard time loving themselves and loving their lives?
Well, it goes right back to that mindset and self-awareness, right? So if you're living a certain part of a life and you're not happy with it, you have to understand in your mind that this needs to change, right? So the more you change all the things that are happening in your life that you don't want, the easier it is for the things that you do want to start coming in. And that's changing your mindset to believe that you deserve that, right? So one of the last round says, it goes, if you don't see greatness within you, go find someone that does until they're able to pound it into you so that you can see the greatness in yourself, right? So another way is when you're doing the mindset is to, as you get rid of those other things, and you're taking on the new things, you have to understand that you cannot receive unless you've let go of other stuff. Have you ever noticed your life's changed as you've grown up? You've different friends, different people you're around. And as you get more, you know, you got the druggies hanging out with the druggies. You got these jocks hanging out with the jocks. I mean, high school is still high school when you get out. Everyone's still, whatever you do, that's what you're going to surround yourself with. So if you're going down a road that you're not happy, change your friends. And then your life will go, surround yourself with people that are doing things that you want to do and that are positive. And then therefore you're going to find that the ability as you, they love you that to find out that you're worth loving as well. Because for one, if you're surrounding yourself with people that aren't showing you the love that you need, there was a study done, I forget when, but some kids were fed but not touched. Other babies were fed and loved. Well, some of the babies died. that weren't touched.
Yeah, I read the same study, I think last week, and they studied just regular kids. Yes, and that's the thing. It's actually a very fairly common thing. There's a name for it when children will spontaneously die. Healthy kids.
That's right. We need that love. We need that touch. We need that community. There's no way around it. So bring yourself around the right community. Your heart will start to fill, right? That's another way. But you have to continue to train your mindset and tell yourself every day, look in the mirror, I'm worth it. I love you. You're amazing. Let's go. And then rock and roll. Like for me, I didn't come from a great place, but I came from the best place. Because I wouldn't be the person I am today if I didn't experience it. So I could go, oh, poor me, look at me. I was a foster kid. I was a drug addict. I was homeless. I was this. I'm never going to amount to anything because this is all I know. Or I can say, forget that. I don't like this. And I know I can become something great because of what I've learned in all this. So I'm going to go after it. No matter how hard it is, no matter how many obstacles, I'm never going to give up. And I'm always going to be self-aware and stop pointing the fingers at everyone else and just look at myself. Because if I'm pointing the fingers at someone else, I guarantee that three fingers are pointing back at me. Do it. Point your finger out and watch the three fingers pointing back at you. So any way you want to look at it, to me, that's Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and God. So any way you want to look at it, you got three fingers pointing back at you, shaming you for what you're doing by judging somebody else. Don't judge anyone else. Don't judge yourself. Better yourself by self-awareness, mind control, emotional awareness and control, and understand that building yourself the right community will help you find a way to continue to love yourself. You have to tell yourself every single day, I love you. I'll go to the mirror and tell myself, I love you, man. You're doing great. Why not? Sometimes there's nobody telling you you're doing a good job. Wouldn't it be nice just to hear from somebody? Therefore, you can hear from yourself every single day. And whose opinion should you value more than anyone else's? Yourselves anyways. So tell yourself you love yourself. Tell yourself you're amazing. Tell yourself you're wonderful. Tell yourself you're going to accomplish your goals. In the mirror, make an eye contact. And I promise you, your mind will just start doing it. Your mind is magic. It's wonderful. It will create, when you start going in a positive direction, your mind will find other ways to continue down that positive direction. Your mind is wonderful. It's a miracle what it is. That's why we still don't understand it. So folks, start understanding yourself a little bit more and everything else will fall into place. You are worth it. You are special. You are amazing in some way. And if there's anything I can do to help anybody that's listening, reach out. Let me see how I can help.
And man, I feel like we could talk for hours, but we would just overload people with way too many of these golden nuggets, man. So, Mark, you are incredible, sir. It's an honor to call you my friend. And I'm excited to just see you keep killing it with all the different things that you're doing and helping so many people. And guys out there listening, get in touch with Mark.
I'm going to say keep building it instead of killing it.
I love it.
I'm going to keep building it.
Keep building it. Absolutely. And if you want Mark to help you build it for yourself, if you have a question for him, if you want to know what he's up to, go check him out. His website is www.markagiroux.com. And that is MarkAgiroux. EROUX.com. And Mark, again, it's been such a pleasure having you on here. Guys, if you have any questions that you'd like to ask me or Mark, if you have any comments, if you just loved this interview, if you want to hear more about any particular topic, or just want to send Mark some love, you know, send it our way. You can leave it as comments and reviews. And we check all that stuff and we'll let him know how much you freaking love him. And until next time, guys, have an amazing, amazing day. So happy you spent this time here with us. Lots of love. Take care.